This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I hear a lot from listeners about the way we do the numbers. Why do them at all? It only encourages short-term thinking. Fair enough. Why don't I do the VIX Volatility Index or the Russell 2000? And this criticism, when I do percentage changes, my fractions bug some people. Marketplace's Mark Garrison sought expert opinions on this.
David, there's a whole area of psychology that deals with what researchers call numerical cognition, with some of the more recent research done with cutting-edge brain scanning technology.
Numbers tend to be kind of central to our lives in a lot of ways. They can transform our thoughts and experiences.
How we use numbers is one of the things Ellen Peters studies as a psychology professor at Ohio State University. I played her a clip from one of David's past shows.
Dow is down 104 points, about 0.6%. The S&P 500 down 10 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ down 38 points, 0.8%.
There are things we do that experts like, which we'll get to, but Peters and every researcher I played this for winced at a certain moment in that clip.
You're changing what the denominator is. You're changing what the number on the bottom is.
Listen again to what she's talking about. Again, this is a clip from a past show.
The Dow is down 104 points, about 0.6%. The S&P 500 down 10 points, 0.5%.
0.5% equals 0.5%, of course. Marketplace does sometimes switch denominators like that, but that's a big no-no for folks in the field because it makes listeners do extra math. We have to be especially clear in how we report numbers as an audio news outlet because the audience can't reread like they do with a written story.
They've got to sit back in their heads for a moment, and they have to say, okay, 0.5% out of 10, okay, 5 out of 10. Even if it's only taking a second for them to do that, that's a second they're not listening to you. And that's a second where they then miss whatever that information is to follow.
I visited a university lab where this topic takes center stage. It's run by Natalie Obrecht, psychology professor at William Patterson University. Her frequent research collaborator is Dana Chesney, professor of psychology at St. John's University. They both think the music we play is effective, whether it's the happy music when the market is up or sad music when it's down. Here's Obrecht.
For people who are lower in numeracy, the music provides an affective or emotional cue that lets people know whether the stock market is doing well or poorly or somewhere in between that they wouldn't be automatically getting from the numbers.
Chesney actually wants to go further. Instead of just happy, sad, or mixed music, she wants additional songs for when the market is really good or really bad. So when the Brexit vote happened and the market melted down, maybe this.
So when it starts, oh, fortuna, velut luna, that one.
Okay, David, we may not go with that suggestion. That music may be a little too dramatic for people's morning commute, but it is a good reminder that we need to have context, give people context of how big a move is this.
All right, I'll take the pledge in public right now. I'll do 0.7 instead of 0.2% from now on. Mark, you want 0.5 of my apple here?
I'll take 2/4 of the apple. How about that?
All right. And one additional thing. What should I do about the raw points? If I want to do, say, the NASDAQ Composite Index, is it useful for me to every time say it's up 23 points and not just say 0.8%?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's something I asked the researchers and looked through some of the papers on this topic. And one thing that they said is that there's a question of you want to have the right numbers, but not give too many numbers, because having too many numbers can also be confusing. So what they said is that if you really want to find out what's the clearest, what's the best way to do the numbers, we got to do an original experiment about what we do on our show and see what happens. And that's actually something that we're thinking about doing.
All right. I hear a PhD thesis in the making. Marketplace's Mark Garrison. Thank you.
Thank you.